Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Albert Conti, CEO of Haber. And the company trades on the over-the-counter. Ticker symbol is HABE. And thanks for joining us today there. Al, how's the weather out in Massachusetts?
That's terrific today. It's really great weather.
Great. Now, getting right into it, talk to us about the company's recent joint venture with GeoBase Metals Corp to recover gold using green technology.
Yes, we entered into a joint venture with GeoBase Metals, which is a Zimbabwean private company, which has a basket full of various concessions in three countries, Botswana, Zambia, and in Zimbabwe. And the joint venture is for a number of things. One is to advance the production on two gold properties, which are currently being mined right now by GeoBase, and also to introduce into Zimbabwe the STAMP program, which stands for Strategic Abatement of Mercury and Poverty. What that particular program does, and the proposal which was presented to the Zimbabwean government, within 7 years, we'd be actually have 13,000 Zimbabweans at work. And these are the small-scale artisanal miners who are using mercury to amalgamate gold, and then they sell it at a discount to these discount brokers. And this program not only gives what Zimbabwe needs in a very desperate way right now, which is employment, but we actually raise the standard of living of these people because we pay them more for this this concentrate that they develop before they put the mercury on it. We pay them more for that than they would make if they used mercury and sold the gold themselves. So we give them an economic incentive to deal with us and not to use mercury. And secondly, of course, we use this environmentally friendly technology, which we are trying to advance around the world, to eliminate the use of cyanide and mercury, which are the major two chemicals, really, that are used around the world by major large-scale mining operations. So we are there to advance not only the STAMP program, but to do, as I say, some of the work on our own concessions, this joint venture's concessions, which are currently being evaluated. Some of these concessions were actually closed mines and are being reopened. Zimbabwe, which got it in its independence back in the 70s, really hasn't done a lot of mining since the political turmoil in the country, and it's now opening up its doors to some big mining companies and want to get back into the mining business, which is the fastest way for them to get the economic growth they need. We're right there now at the point when they crack open the door, and we've got a lot of very excited people, frankly, in the government about our program because it offers such a great opportunity for jobs that they need so desperately. And, of course, we're protecting the environment and doing all the good things that are necessary. This program is not only humanitarian and, as I say, environmental, and but it's also a very good money producer. It actually does produce a significant amount of revenue for all of the stakeholders, including the government. So we're very excited about this particular a project with GeoBase. The other interesting part of this is the only thing holding us back in all of our projects is really financing like everyone else. But the fact that we have these concessions and they have value, which is currently being appraised, we might have a significant amount of value in these properties, which will allow us to go to banks and use that value for loans. And that's an ingredient we haven't had before. And we're looking forward to how that turns out. That's being evaluated right now. So that's the GeoBase. We think we've got an excellent partner.
Yeah.
They've been working on collecting these concessions for the last 5 years, and they've been anticipating that this would happen where Zimbabwe finally got its act together, and they're positioned now with us to take advantage of other companies that want to get into these concessions, which include everything from coal and copper and beryllium and platinum group metals and gold and all kinds of things, and lithium, all kinds of concessions, which we believe large-scale mining companies are going to be interested in joint venturing with us on. So we've got a lot of opportunity, we believe, in Zimbabwe and the in Botswana and Zambia. So it's a very exciting time for us here to have done that.
And so can you explain to us a little bit about, you know, your main technology, which is the electromolecular propulsion technology, or EMP?
Yeah, that's another technology. It doesn't have anything to do with the gold, but it's a technology which we've also put out a release on this, where we're going to use EMP, electromolecular propulsion, which was basically invented by our founder, Norman Haber, who passed away last year. But it's a technology which allows us to perform rapid separations of molecules. They're really unrivaled in the separation speeds. They're done in seconds and minutes, where the competing technologies of electrophoresis and liquid chromatography would take hours and sometimes days to do. Because of this rapid speed, we are developing a low-cost diagnostic testing instrument that can be used in physicians' offices. So if you were to go in and get a during an examination, and the doctor takes one drop of blood and puts it onto and into our instrument, he would give you, within a minute or so, he would give you a result, and it would indicate to him all kinds of things relative to your blood. The things we're going after are cancer markers in the preventative area, rather than waiting for you to end up with a symptom. We're trying to go for the preventative market, where he gives an indication before anything really dramatic happens to your well-being. And we can do it with cancer markers. We're doing it with diabetes. It's called HbA1c, which is a test that's used for diabetics. We're also looking at this thing from a thalassemia. We're looking at PSA, which is a test that's normally given in prostate situations, and a C-reactive protein test, which will give the doctor an opportunity to see whether you're a high-risk heart attack candidate. And if you are, he can, based on that test which he just took while you're in his office, he can take some remedial steps by giving you some kind of drug, or at least warning you, hey, listen, you got a real problem here, and you've got to take care of it right away. Rather than waiting to take a vial of blood, sending it off to a lab, waiting for the results, and having to go back, a lot of this can be done at the point of service right in the doctor's office. The actual tests are extremely cost-effective, and there's a big debate, obviously, about healthcare costs. And this is one of those areas where it's not only preventative, but it gets the cost down, and it gives the doctor an opportunity to actually charge for the tests he just performed. So he gets a revenue stream that he heretofore hasn't had the opportunity to get. But more importantly, it gives the patient an opportunity to get the results in a timely fashion. Now, the people that are working on this program with us are really, really world-renowned individuals in their own right. We have a doctor, Frank Munn, from the Harvard Medical School, who is also the research director of hematology at the Division of Brigham and Women's Hospital here in Boston. And we also have Dr. Joel Friedman out of Albert Einstein College of Medicine, who is also an inventor of a nanoparticle, which is of some interest to us jointly. And they'll be working with our team, which is comprised of Henry Rosenberg, Dr. Rosenberg, and others, to develop this instrument as well as these protocols. It's interesting that the protocols, of which there'll be many, each of them individually can be patented, because they require a unique substrate and reagent, and those will be patentable by our company in each instance. So we believe that we are in the right fields, both gold and in the medical field, with some very, and we'll call them this, they're disruptive technologies. These two technologies, HGP4, which is for gold, which is environmentally friendly gold extraction, and by the way, it's so environmentally friendly that I actually demonstrate that by drinking every chemical. And when they actually see that in comparison to the,
wow,
what they know...
That must be some kind of sight, huh?
That's dramatic enough for them to understand that I mean what I say, and this really does work. And the other hand, we have a disruptive technology of EMP, which is frankly is going to make big changes, I believe, in the medical research field, where things can be done very rapidly. The results of testing can be done rapidly, and it's going to really advance the field of medicine. So I think we're in two disruptive technologies, which is truly, these are groundbreaking. And we're a little company, as you know, and we're on the OTC. Been around for a while, but we've now got, I think, we've got our act together with the commercialization aspects of both of these technologies. We've got two very unique business plans. And what we're looking for, like everyone else, but especially in our case, of the financing. And if we get the finances to move these forward, there's going to be a dramatic, revenue stream that's going to come to our company and others that are going to affiliate themselves with us.
Certainly. And talk about some of the other market trends right now and how well-positioned Haber is to capitalize on them.
Well, I think the gold one is like tomorrow. I mean, we're at a point where with GeoBase, we could, with the funding that we expect to get, we could move into a field which allows us to get almost into every third world country and any gold-producing country with this technology, both in joint ventures with even large-scale producers, but a lot of these medium-scale mining companies. The trend, of course, in gold is everybody wants gold. It's broken $1,000. It's not a commodity. It's a currency. And frankly, everybody out there is looking at trying to find these old gold mines and tailing piles to try to extract some gold from it. So I think we're right at the right spot at the right time. The fact that we've got environmentally friendly means that these countries look favorably upon us working in their countries, because all of these small communities are very concerned with the environmental impact of cyanide and mercury in their communities. So we come in with not only a humanitarian and a social responsibility to these communities, but we come in with a technology that, if employed, even in large scale, can produce, have throughputs that would require one-tenth to one-thirtieth of the capital equipment required for the same throughput that a large-scale mining company would put through. We've just developed the sulfide process within the last year, which really gives us the ability, with its sulfide reduction process and the speed of the extraction and recovery, as well as the specialized equipment. I think we got a unique niche here to start off with and could possibly become mainstream. Once we get out there and start actually producing and proving that we can do this in an economical fashion. So I think we're ahead of the curve in gold, and I also think we're ahead of the curve in EMP. But when you're dealing with disruptive technologies, it's not easy to break through. But I think we've now got the essential ingredients in both of these product lines to move forward into the health field as well as into the gold field.
Good, and yeah, certainly with the relationship in Zimbabwe, a lot of people take that for granted, but they don't realize how important it really is to have that working relationship with the the citizens of the we were doing the exploration and everything.
Yeah, that's really where it is. These citizens in these countries now are taking hold and actually having an impact on what the government is doing. So. But in Zimbabwe, special case is that they're really in dire straits, as everybody knows from the news press release.
Yeah.
But they're also unique in that they have a significant amount of minerals in that country, and compared to other surrounding countries, with the exception of South Africa, they are really very well endowed with a lot of minerals. And these mining companies realize that, and you're going to see a lot of movement into the mining industry there in the next couple of years.
Certainly. And in terms of Haber, what are some of the things that makes Haber unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think environmentally friendly is very unique as far as gold goes. There is no one I know out there that has both a very well-defined program like STAMP, which is extremely unique, the STAMP program, to eliminate mercury and to make the money that it does, and the amount of help it gives to people. But also, the HGP4, in its own right, is a... If HGP4 was toxic, like cyanide, it would still be probably the process of choice because of its speed and the economics of it, and the fact that it can get rid of sulfides at the same time. And that's unique in that field. So I think we've got a real winner there, and I think EMP truly was a Nobel Prize winning technology. If Norman unfortunately had lived long enough, I think he would have gotten a Nobel Prize for this technology. It's that much of a breakthrough in the field of separation of proteins and other things like that. But we are, I think we're well positioned right now. I think we've got two good programs. I think we've got the right partners. We've got the right scientists involved with us. And the only thing that's lacking, as I said, is the finances to get these things off the ground and moving in a positive direction.
Certainly. And so in terms of the actual company's growth, would you this year, will you look to grow organically? Would you consider some M&A activities? And if so, what are some of the synergies that you look for between them?
Well, I think in the with the geo base, I think we've got what we need. I think the fact that we now have actual concessions with known gold, we could actually start there with some of these tailing piles, which have great value. We've got that synergy where we've got the actual mining material. We've got a company which has the experience to work with us on that area and the ability to get the financing that we need to get this program off. So I think from a synergistic standpoint, GeoBase fits all of those particular needs. In the area of the medical, we would look toward trying to partner with any kind of a medical company, which we feel once we get these things going, we will have a lot of opportunities, I'm sure, once the medical community, the instrument community, actually sees that this thing works as we say. I don't think we're going to have much problem in the way of trying to get joint venture partners to work with us on these technologies. But the synergy right now is because it's disruptive technologies we're dealing with, we almost have to make our own deals, which we've done, as I say, with GeoBase, and bringing on board some of these very eminent scientists that believe in this technology and willing to work with us to make it a reality. So I think synergistically, I think we're getting the right components. Of course, it always helps to get one of the majors involved in trying to help you at these early stages. But I think we've made some real good progress here in the last, 12 months.
Right. A great answer. And so perhaps you can walk us through your background experience, Al, as well as that of some of the key management team at Haber.
Well, my background is I'm a lawyer, did a lot of bankruptcy and reorganization work. I have done that for 20-odd years. I also I've run a lot of companies during that time, as well as companies of my own with my own inventions. I'm also an engineer. I worked for Polaroid for a long time, and I've got an MBA. And I've had the privilege of working on some of these very unique technologies in Polaroid that were advanced at a time when it was very exciting to be in the instrument film business as well as the other things they did. So I've had a background in a lot of different reorganization turnarounds and that sort of thing, and have always had an interest in technical areas. Along with myself is the former CFO of Raytheon Corporation, Peter D'Angelo. He's our CFO. We also have a former executive vice president, Phil Cheney, who was in charge of 25,000 scientists and engineers at Raytheon, was involved in all the missile systems. He's working in our emerging technologies division. We have the former vice president at Polaroid for commercial development, Dan Dage, who has also come up with a lot of these new chemistries that we're using on the HGP4. And we've got Dr. Rosenberg, who's a nuclear chemist. We've got a pretty wide array of people supporting us in a lot of different areas that we think the management team's outstanding for such a small company. And we've got people over in Africa, Dr. Ian Su, who used to be the chairman of the inspection panel at the World Bank. We've got a number of people and resources and experience that we can bring to bear once this company starts to move forward.
Good. And so what are some of the specific goals and milestones that the management hopes to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Revenues. The biggest thing we've got to do is get revenues going. The fastest
short and sweet, right?
is through the gold production and other minerals that we do besides gold. Those are the thing that's going to make the big difference is revenues. The other thing we'd like to do within the next year is to get the that product that we talked about for EMP, that instrument for the doctors. We want to get that into the FDA cycle for approval. The FDA cycle for approval of an instrument like we're suggesting is a lot faster than it would be if you were trying to get a drug approved. So we want to get that hopefully into FDA next year and get that turned around and get our first couple of modalities out there in the doctor's offices so we can get that introduced. So in both cases, though, the revenues for either one of these companies is in the hundreds of millions of dollars in a very short span of time. There's a market for anything that we're doing in either gold or in the medical field. The potential market size that we're looking at, or that's out there in the gross amount, is in the billions of dollars, and with a very small percentage, we could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars in a very, very short span of time. Because at least with the medical one, the cost of the disposable is extremely cheap, and that one, the market is so big, just on diabetes alone, there's probably around a billion tests being done worldwide. And that's one of the tests that we anticipate putting out right off the bat. So any small percentage of a number that large means we'll have significant revenues. In the case of the gold, just the stamp program alone would bring in significant money. I don't want to get into the actual projections, but I can just say that it's in the tens of millions of dollars. So it's a huge program, both from the standpoint of either one of the technologies, which could be seen maybe not in a year, but maybe in a year and a half or 2 years, we could see those kinds of numbers. But we'd certainly see revenues, we believe, before the end of next year.
Good. And so in terms of investors, do you think right now that investors understand the general direction and message of Haber?
Now, I think the problem with us is we don't have a wide enough audience and really haven't done a very good job at getting the message out. I think if people would go to the website, www.habercorp.com, and look into actually a lot of the other things I haven't mentioned that we have there, and can see that the opportunity is now while we're in the pennies. Once we get this funding that I've talked about in either one of these programs, I don't believe we're going to be in these levels for very long, and they've missed the boat. If they're interested in gold, or they're interested in precious metals per se, or they're interested in trying to see a solution to some of the medical problems, which everybody's talking about, this is the company to look at. And I don't believe that this opportunity, I'm hoping, as a CEO, that this low penny situation that we find ourselves in is going to be here very long. So I think they've got a great opportunity of an undervalued stock with tremendous technology, and I don't think they'll find a combination like this in anything they're looking at in the marketplace today. So I think that they should take an opportunity to check us out, look at that website, and see if it makes sense to make an investment in this very small company right now, which intends to be a very big company, as everyone else, obviously.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Albert Conti, CEO of Haber, which trades on the Pink Sheets ticker symbol HABE, and is currently trading slightly north of 6 cents a share. And so before we conclude, what are some of the, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Haber as a good Haber Incorporated as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think from the standpoint of the general direction of the mining industry, especially in gold, the trend is toward green technology, and that trend is in our favor. So from that standpoint, we are, I think, going to be hopefully the leader in this. And so our long-range projections are going to be that in the gold business, we're just going to take, I think, a larger and larger share of that market and the processing end. As far as the medical field, again, that one there, I think our direction is right on mark with going into a medical area that's needed by the country in order to reduce these medical costs and all of that. And the more we add to the plethora of possibilities on protocol, the more we're going to grow in that area. And it's going to be not only for diagnostic tools for doctors, but it'll be in laboratory research. It'll be in labs that will be running a lot of the tests. And in diagnostics, there's all kinds of areas that EMP can fall into. So our growth in that area, I think, is going to be extraordinary once we get off and running with these first instruments.
Well, great, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity.
Anytime.